You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Friday, May 29th. I'm Nick Jasinski, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 9. That's how many days this year that Moderna stock has moved at least 15%. The biotech company's shares have taken investors on a wild ride. In May alone, the shares have fallen more than 8% in 4 sessions and risen more than 8% on another 4. The source of Moderna stock's volatility has been the trickle of news and updates about its closely watched COVID-19 vaccine development. That turned a previously little-known company with no marketed products into a household name in just weeks. Moderna's goal is to have a vaccine ready by this fall. Yesterday, news came out that the Phase 2 trial of its COVID-19 vaccine has begun to recruit patients. Shares closed up 6.4%. The next number up is 86.6. That was May's Consumer Confidence Index from the Conference Board. It measures U.S. households' feelings about their present economic situation and their outlook for the future. May's figure is far below levels in the high 150s before the coronavirus crisis hit, but it's still a slight improvement from April's reading. Right now, the index is showing that current sentiment is in the dumps, but consumers are much more optimistic about the future. Although the unemployment rate has risen sharply since February, most workers see their layoffs as temporary, and expanded unemployment insurance payouts have put more money in consumers' pockets. So while survey results don't always match up with what plays out in reality, the possibility that consumers could quickly return to their pre-coronavirus spending patterns bodes well for the economic recovery. And consumer spending accounts for over 2/3 of U.S. GDP. Our last number is 22%. That's the annual growth rate of PayPal's total payment volume over the past 5 years, excluding transactions on eBay and peer-to-peer payments like Venmo. It has far outpaced the growth in e-commerce over the same time period. That means PayPal has gained market share over other payments companies. Its popular Checkout with PayPal button on many e-commerce sites is behind that success. Customers like the frictionless experience, and evidence shows that companies make more digital sales when they include the option. And PayPal takes a cut of all the transactions it processes. There's big competition on the horizon from the likes of Amazon Pay and Apple Pay, but so far, PayPal is more than holding its ground. Its stock is up over 40% this year. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Friday, May 29th. I'm Nick Jasinski, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know on Monday. Have a great weekend.